Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the build-up show. Liverpool taking on Midtjylland at 5 minutes to six on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Good on your Champions League. it's taken two recordings of the show and four takes for me to finally learn that that was the kickoff time. But there you go.
What time do we go live with the team news selection?
The team news selection is an hour and 20 minutes before the game. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm Paul Machen. I'm joined by Chris Page and Jay Pearson for this one.
It's what you didn't say there.
You know, I gave everyone the information required to fill it, you know. Yeah. The equation was all laid out. I just didn't do the final computation. It's fine. It's not fine. It's fine. I really struggle with it. Yes. Thanks, gents. Thanks for joining me. Right, we're going to dive into things in a moment. Lots of things to discuss. How to put a team together. But first, we are sponsored by eToro. Thank you so much for them. As you may know, eToro are a global investment platform. We sponsor a number of Premier League clubs. eToro recently did a survey with football fans, which found that just over 80% of Liverpool fans aren't enjoying matches as much due to lockdown, with 73% of fans missing key moments due to distractions while watching the game. If you've ever wanted to start investing and you don't just seem to have the time available, then with eToro's copy trader, you can now copy the top performing investors. This means that when they invest, you make the same investment automatically at no additional cost, meaning you can invest while getting on with everyday life. If you're looking to begin investing, be sure to use eToro. Use the link in the description underneath the video to learn more. Yes. Do get involved. It makes us look really good, if nothing else. Right, yes, let's dive into the game. Jay, it's just a wonderful situation to be in, and it's contributed to my overall feeling of positivity around the Reds, that we've made it to this sort of waypoint in the season. It's one that we've constructed for ourselves, a dead rubber, last game of the Champions League. Jürgen Klopp has the freedom to basically pick, well, within what players we've got fit and available, but he can choose to approach this game however he wants to.
Absolutely, and like you just said there, mate, it's exciting to be in this position. I can't remember last time we were in it. I remember Jay Spearing playing in the grey kit last at PSV when we were comfortable, you know, to go through the group stage. So I'm just, it's a massive weight off the shoulders for the club and the fans, and the fact that we've got this game to spare, we can play a few players that haven't played before, and we're just going to take that extra little break now for the weekend, especially with Fulham coming up, and then obviously the big game next weekend as well. It's so important to have that little break.
There's definitely that, isn't it? That with Spurs on the horizon in particular, I'm not saying it's going to be decisive for the entire season by any stretch, but I think that's the game where all eyes and the management team and the fitness teams, they'll want the best possible Liverpool team out on the pitch for that game, and that process begins this week.
Yeah, certainly does. Everyone always says, you know, you think about the next game, but Klopp's one of the best managers in the world, and he's always playing snooker style. You always think about the next ball, the next game. So, it's so important that we just, not to get too het up about the result after the game, as long as everyone gets through it.
Yeah,
no injuries.
But that is an important point. There's going to have to be a degree of understanding. I think most people are there, really, aren't they, with this one, Chris, is that we understand the context that this game is being played, and it's being played in a compacted season, in a busy period. And let's be honest, we were all up in arms when we didn't get the Atalanta results, which would have given us two games to kind of spare in this one. So yeah, I think regardless of the result, there should be a degree of understanding that it's not the be-all and end-all.
Absolutely, but like you talk about that Tottenham game, it's midweek. You know, you've got the Sunday game against Fulham, and then you've got the Wednesday game against Tottenham. That in itself just adds a nuance to this team, I suppose, because you know, let's say Salah has went as the Champions League off this week. Does he play Fulham and then Spurs? Is that good? Or is it best to get him a few minutes here? Maybe a few minutes against Fulham and then the full game against Spurs? Or is it best for him to play the full game here, have Fulham off, and then the full game against Spurs? So we've seen Klopp do this in past seasons where he's gone, right, that the team this Wednesday is also the team next Wednesday. And there's another team maybe in between, or the team this Sunday is the team next Sunday, there's another game in between. This is, it kind of throws a spanner in the works for this one, because it's not possible, because Fulham's a massive game in the Premier League as well. You can't take your eye off the ball there. So, and then you've got lads like Trent Alexander-Arnold, who probably need minutes at some point before the Tottenham game. Five subs, does that mean he gets 45 and Nico gets 45 and then maybe he gets 60 and you build him up to that Tottenham game?
Mm-hmm.
And there's other lads in the squad, your Minaminos, your Rigis and all them, who just flat out need minutes regardless.
Well, I think that's an interesting point, and let's run with what you started with there. The Wednesday team, we found this in the past where, you know, your Wednesday teams look quite similar, your midweek teams look similar, and your weekend teams look quite similar. And, you know, I think we've all got this notion that we're going to heavily rotate, and I'll be honest, I think we will. But what we'll do is let's look at that in the back end of the show, and let's look at it, what that looks like if we do go with that, and let's work it through the way around, Jay, because do you think there's a chance that just to keep the rhythm going, that maybe we go stronger here than most of us would expect?
Yeah, we could. I mean, at the end of the day, just getting that confidence level up for finishing the group with as many points as you can doesn't deter the squad at all, and that's something that would be very important. Again, how many times have we been surprised by Klopp?
Yeah.
With his line changes and stuff like that.
Weekly at this point.
Do you know what I mean? So, especially the way the games are coming thick and fast now, and if you think about it, between this time last year, where we were a little bit more comfortable in the league, where we could probably sort of took a little bit of a bit of a break, if you like, in terms of the lineups. But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we're sort of like full strength again.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? I do wonder whether it's just another week for, because I think if we had loads and loads of players available to us, Chris, I think we get to rotate heavily, but we wouldn't notice. Mm. Whereas the problem is that you're never too far away from hitting an academy player, really, at this point in the season. So there's probably just a couple of lads who are just going to be taken out the equation. It would be insane if Gini Wijnaldum plays, if he gets another 90 minutes in that is balmy. He's the one, the caveat to all of this. But then again, when you take Genie out the team at this point, you're looking around.
Who's left?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it. There's two of them. Genie Wijnaldum's one, and Andy Robertson's the other for me.
Yeah.
They're the two lads who you have to go. I'm not even taking you with me because I don't want to be in a position where I have to put you on the field.
The massive thing from the other week.
From the other week. But what does that mean? I mean, we're all right left back. We've got Kostas, who needs game time anyway for his own season, who needs game time for his fitness. And if Andy Robertson should pick up an injury, at least he's good to go, type of thing. But the Genie Wijnaldum's interesting because you've got Hendo. You'd be quite happy to give the game off, seeing how important he's been since he's come back from his injury and knowing that he's the captain and how important he is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Kurt Jones, who probably needs some time off himself because still a young lad, still developing, still learning. Nice to be able to wrap him in a little bit of cotton wool at some point. And then what? Keita, just coming back from injury, needs minutes probably, good option, but can he go 90? Again, five subs helps us.
There's a difficult question to add, because in terms of minutes, you're right, the top minutes played so far this season for Liverpool, Andy Robertson over 1,400, Salah just under 1,400, Gini Wijnaldum similar to Mane, like 10 minutes in it, similar to Salah, Wijnaldum, Mane, Fabinho, and then Alisson and Bobby Firmino. Jordan Henderson's played the 12th most minutes, so he's under 1,000 across all competitions. But again, it's a tricky balance of that, because on paper that's too simple a metric, I think, to judge a team in this regard, because you go, well, Jordan Henderson not played a lot of footy, but why has Jordan Henderson not played a lot of footy? Because he keeps picking injuries up, because he didn't have a pre-season, because he got injured at the back of last season. We're having to be careful with him. So as much as, you know, we're pulling him off at the game at the weekend and giving him a little bit of rest, I don't know that's, you know, like, it's not like Gini Wijnaldum's being asked to go because we're having to protect Jordan Henderson.
Well, how many minutes is it? Just less than 1,000, did you say, for Hendo right now? You could be looking at close to 1,300 in a week's time.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not resting him in this game, because he's probably playing against Fulham because it's a big game in the league, he's probably playing against Tottenham. And then all of a sudden, Hendo's 1,000 minutes is actually not far off Robbo. And a lot of that's been played in 7 days. Yeah. So you've got that to protect as well, haven't you? Because it's not just who's
Robbo will be on fire. 5,000 by that point.
Yeah, it's not who's just played the most minutes now. Yeah. It's also, well, if you're not resting Hendo in this game, when are you resting him?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's true. And that's when we start to get into the conversations about what the hell you've got available to you. And look, there's an opportunity there for young players, and we'll go through some of the names in a minute. But realistically, in terms of our selection, we should be... I mean, look, we went... up front we had Jota, Origi, Minamino. I don't think it was in that order, but in the home game, Jay, we rotated the front three, which is something we actually haven't really needed to do, but that was some heavy rotation. We've actually treated these games with a lot of rotation in the Atalanta game as well. We've managed our way through the Champions League, so in that regard, just as a counterpoint to everything we've kind of said so far, I can't see a world where we go really heavy in this.
No, I can't. Not.
It's just the stakes, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, to be fair, I thought that Jota might start against Wolves, just as a bit of a, you know, playing against his old clubs. I think he definitely starts against.
Well, he took off for sentimental reasons, basically, yeah. Didn't he? But as a result, you've got more time available. Sorry, yeah. Tom's just nearly took the time. Oh, fabulous! Jota's one. I think if Shaqiri's fit, he goes into the bucket of lads who need some minutes. But also, you would have no qualms about putting Shaqiri in this game. But if he's not fit, you're asking really one of the main men, which now includes Jota, to go for this game, I'd imagine.
Yeah, definitely, mate. And you think about it as well, how good he's done in the Champions League. It right now it's his competition.
Yeah.
He loves playing.
Well, he's our top goal scorer in the Champions League.
So let's just get him back in there.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, for Origi and Minamino, again, I want to see Minamino on the pitch a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do like him as a player. And it's a difficult one with him, isn't it, at the minute?
It's mad, isn't it? The players who need minutes means so many things to so many people, Chris, because we had this conversation when we, you know, took our first run at this show. And the Divock Origi to Minamino thing is actually quite a great comparison point in this, is that Divock Origi needs minutes because he's a professional footballer and he needs minutes. And there's not necessarily going to be too many games where you're going to be playing him. We've clearly used him. He's clearly been used this season to give the other lads time off. Not because we're looking to get him
fit and ready.
Yeah, you know, that is what it is. I don't know where Minamino stands at this point. You know, Jota's come in. He started like a house on fire. And there's now no doubt that he's just... You take any one of our front three out and Jota starts, no one goes... Oh, everyone goes, all right, so cool. Yeah, brilliant.
Good game for Jota, this.
Yeah, good game.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I think, you know, for me, look, everyone loves Origi. I love Origi. But we know what we're getting with Origi. And I don't see the point in having him match fit, almost sat on the bench, when he's not getting used from the bench.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, let's be honest, if the front three start and you're down in a game, Jota's probably your first sub anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think he's probably behind Minamino in the pecking order then. So Minamino's your seconds. And then, what, then Origi?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right, but in this game, Origi has to start for me, because you just have to give the other lads it off. And, you know, whether it's one of the front three starts, I don't know. Maybe it's a case of, well, actually, we're quite short in midfield. We've seen Minamino in midfield. Maybe he just slots in there.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, when Shaqiri's back, Shaqiri's another lad who's probably above Origi in the subs pecking order as well, if he can stay fit for any length of time. So it's just one of those weird ones where, right now, someone asked me actually on a stream yesterday, do you think Origi will go in January? And it got me thinking about it. I'm like, probably not. He's my insurance at the moment. That's what Divock Origi is to this Liverpool squad, because injuries can hit a unit like the front three or the front four at any point, and you're going to need him there. But that's all he is right now.
If your dad's just fit for the whole season,
you might not have had any minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you might be looking at Origi and go, ah, okay, fine. You know, we're a threadbare in some departments, but we're definitely not threadbare in that department. Like, letting Rian Brewster go, even in, given all the stuff we've gone through, makes absolute perfect sense all of a sudden as the season's gone on. But the Minamino stuff is where I kind of wanted to focus before we go to the break, is that he's the opposite to Origi, but he's in danger of falling into the Origi category. He needs to play, but he also, I don't think playing him in these games where you're heavily rotating the side necessarily does him any favours. it will do to some extent because he needs match sharpness. He just needs minutes in his legs so that when he, if and when we need him, he's best primed to take advantage of that situation. But at the minute, he's in danger of falling into that little cusp of, if Origi goes, he'll become the next player that everyone goes, oh, Minamino, ha ha, and it becomes known by osmosis that he's not good enough somehow to play. I think there's a player there, but he's going to need opportunities. But you've got a question. He's not being given those opportunities.
No, you're in a catch-22 situation, aren't you? You know, at the end of the day, you're playing your strongest side and he's not getting a game because we're doing so well with the front three and Jota. Yeah. But then, like you just said, you want him to play games. But where does he fit in? And, you know, he's had the League Cup where he played a decent game, and it's, you're just seeing splashes of what he can do. And listen, if Origi does move on and he does become the next Origi and he scores in the European Cup finals, fantastic, but we're a long way away from that. And do we start playing him against Fulham? Do we play him in a game against Spurs? Obviously, that's never going to happen, but it's a good question to have.
Yeah, he's definitely playing this game, but I don't see where Minamino's game comes.
Mm. I think it's all been confused by Jota, to be honest with you. I think that's confused everything, because I think there was probably a point, obviously, when we signed Minamino, where he was just a direct replacement for Bobby Firmino. He was the understudy for Bobby Firmino. And then all of a sudden, over the last sort of 12 months, we've kind of got into this situation where it doesn't matter who's playing up front in the nine. Almost Mane's doing it. Mm. Salah's doing it. Jota can do it as well. And then you look around going, well, do we need an understudy for Firmino all of a sudden? Because the three lads seem to understand everything themselves.
Yeah.
They don't actually need Bobby, because Salah can do it, Mane can do it, Jota can do it. Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, where does he fit? Because he's not fast enough for the wings for us.
No. He's starting to look like, and we made the Lallana comparisons, but like, and Bobby Firmino's got this a little bit. Bobby Firmino's become a specialist. And for the lad who's so good in general, and we've used them all across the front three, we've used them in the 10. But there's a point now in the way we play. If you don't play Bobby Firmino in the nine, you're never getting the same levels out of him in any other kind of position. And I feel sorry for Minamino in that regard, because you're right, because Jota's come in and you're like, Jota, again, I've said before, right wing, yeah, no problem. Left wing, no problem. Centre forward, yeah, go on, give him a go, and you'll get something out of him. And more often than not, you're getting a goal out of him when he does these things. The thing with Taki is that, the jury's out. It's nearly a year that he's been at the club, and I don't think any one of us can tell us, you know, anyone else, what exactly you're getting when you bring Minamino onto the club.
I really do think the Lallana comparisons are right. I've got a feeling that he's going to move back at some point. We might use him if Bobby gets an injury for any length of time. You might see him in that number nine, but I've just got a feeling right now that Curtis is being kind of groomed for the Wijnaldum role, because that's what he feels like he's been doing the last few weeks. And then, you've probably got Taki, who might be that more attacking midfielder, because I don't want to say creative player, everyone always says it, but that attacking midfielder who's able to go and press, who's able to go and show that work rate and bring players in, and maybe he becomes almost a fourth attacker, but just from a little bit deeper.
He needs a game. He needs a game, and he needs a performance. And this goes back to my point, Jay. This is not necessarily the game for that.
Mm.
Because it's just another, it's just, again, it's, what, 11 months on, just slightly less, slightly more, whatever, and he's still playing in the cup games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's still in the cup side. He's still being lashed in with lads who are either too young and don't fully understand the system, or maybe you're thinking, are they going to give that all because they might have one eye on doing something else, etc. You know, it's... And again, there's a situation where you might even see Origi playing centre forward again, and then he's being shoehorned in somewhere else,
which is a natural for him.
Yeah, I mean, as Klopp always says, he buys players not for one season or two seasons, but he buys them for the length of their contract, and see what he can do with them. But yeah, I think for everyone, and you know, not for nothing, we'll be fine if he doesn't, but it would be very nice for him, and I think it's just a massive boost for the squad if he could just go. Minamino just comes in, just get a goal. Just get something where you can go, okay, I understand what Taki Minamino does.
Yeah, and if we look at it from the glass half full type situation, this could be the perfect game for him, where there's not a lot riding on it. You'd like to think his ability is better than the opposition. You'd like to think so. We'll soon find that out.
Fucking hope so.
We'll soon find that out. But what I'm saying is, like, if it comes to it where he has the game of his life in a Liverpool shirt, happy days. You know, you look at the number 18 on his back, Dirk Hout was exactly the same, wasn't he? we bought him as a centre forward, and he was floating around everywhere. And it was a while before we did find his best position.
Yeah.
He could be the next one.
Yeah.
And then it could be in a couple of years' time we're going to him, when we were talking about Minamino and what he was doing for
him. Yeah, you're right. You know, we talk about Minamino potentially being an evolution of what Liverpool do, but Jota's come in and he's just allowed us, we don't have to change, because you've got a lad who perfectly fits what we've already got, what we've got at the club. So no, it is an interesting one. And
also, I think, you know, I mentioned on the comms the other day, you know, I was reading an article where they were saying like the pressing's down across the league 14% and all that type of stuff. Now, when we bought Minamino, we probably weren't expecting to play this way. You know, as every club is, you know, you build for a certain amount of time and you sort of hone your skills and you evolve that side into exactly what it is. Something mad happens, like COVID, short season, 3 games in 7 days almost every single week. And then all of a sudden you can't actually play the way that you want.
Yeah.
Minamino might be sitting there waiting for everything to almost get back to normal, where the game that Liverpool want to play suits him a little bit better. Yeah. So now's probably not the time to be judging him if we're not playing the same way as we were last season, and if we're not playing the same way the Klopp wants us to play in the future. And I think sometimes we've just got to remember that.
It's just those things, isn't it, where at the moment it's hard because we've been quite, you know, we've had a good degree of fortune with the fitness of the forward lads so far. That probably won't last. You know, we've had injuries everywhere else. No, you know, but I mean, there'll be spells where we'll have to do some more creative accounting up front kind of thing. But at the moment, you've got your choice, where Bobby Firmino is just brilliant, and even when he's having a dip, so you're just looking to, you're resting him to get him back up to speed. And at the moment, Salah and Mane, you know, they want to keep playing. Mane needs to actually get himself back into goal scoring form as well. Salah's probably has looked as good as he's looked as an all round footballer this season. And then you've got the Jota who's coming in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's a pecking order thing. There's only 3 places up for grabs most games, and you've got 4 lads trying to fit in there. It's a tough set of circumstances for Minamino, but I hope, and again, for everyone's sake, it'd be nice for him just to have that a couple of games where you can go, and you know that when you drop him in, there's just no qualms. He's gonna slot in, but it might take a little bit longer for him to do that. Right, we're gonna be back after the break. I've got a trivia question before we go. 2 players have scored a record 4 goals against Liverpool in the Champions League. Name them. We'll be back. We're gonna be discussing who are the players you need to play in this game. Stay tuned for that. The second Redmen TV book, Champions of Everything, is available for sale right now. It comes in 2 editions, the standard edition and the special edition, which comes signed with a custom message of your choice and with a limited edition Redmen TV sticker pack as well. The book is huge. It is A4 size and it is chock full of insight, photographs from around the world following the mighty Reds, who were reigning European champions, who won the Super Cup, who became champions of the world, and then capped it all off with a 19th league title, becoming champions of England. The book looks at the highs, lows, absolute insanity and bitterness of rival fans, and some of the craziness from our own fan base as well along the way. It is available now on the Red Men TV store. Get involved. Hello everyone, welcome back. Yeah, you can pick up the Champions of Everything book right now. The special edition, there's a handful of copies left there, so if you want them, the UK delivery, they're signed. They've got a custom message and they come with a sticker pack as well, so if you want to grab one now, they will be gone by the end of the week.
Handful is in like five, or what we can hold in our
shovel
hands?
Shovel full, like okay, you can carry comfortably.
Okay.
Not really, actually.
They're heavy books, they like heavy. It's not a lot.
It's a weighty tome.
1 kilo book.
If you actually want to know more, I realise now, actually, well, Jay's actually here, that we did a good little chat about the book, didn't we, over on your YouTube channel, so if you want to check that out, do that as well. Klopp's press conference has been ongoing while we've been filming this show. We've got some quotes coming from that. Klopp says, our squad is already very young, 5 or 6 players in the whole campaign so far. Yes, they will travel and then we make decisions. We have a session later. I have a few hours to make decisions. Our lineup is not finalised yet. They will all play a part in my thinking. It's the first time we haven't needed a result in the final game. We have to consider the general situation, but we are Liverpool and we want to win every game. Whichever lineup we have, I want to see our way, but that is pretty much what I want to see in all games. Nothing conclusive from that, really. To be honest.
Shock.
Yeah,
shock on it.
Given not on away. I can't see this being like, look, we physically couldn't put out like an Aston Villa at League Cup side in this, because a couple of those lads are actually senior players now, so we're actually probably not far off, but I can't imagine we're going to go radical, because there's enough players there who are of senior age who actually just need to play minutes. We mentioned him briefly before, but like, let's just say Kostas Tsimikas, got to play
just because Robertson, you don't want him to play, and because you want to give him minutes as well. I think, you know, for me, I'd start by removing Robertson and Wijnaldum. So you're picking replacements for them straight away. There's a big question mark for me over the goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. Who is it going to be, Kelleher or is it going to be Adrian? You know, Ross made a really interesting point when we were talking about this yesterday, about like, what if Kelleher was to start and concede a couple of goals in a really changed lineup? What does that do for his confidence? I came with it more of the like viewpoint of, well, Adrian, by all accounts, has done a really good job for Kelleher and building him up into, you know, his debut in the Champions League last week, and, you know, being a true professional and stuff like that. And Klopp, looking at the sort of squad as a whole, might think it might be better for us to just give Adrian a go to keep him happy, because when's his next game? Mm-hmm. But then you see Kelleher's in the press conference and you're like, well, that you never normally see a lad in the press conference who's not playing.
Yeah. My overriding feeling on this, I just think Adrian's done. I think there's no way that you bomb him out. So, you know, for big games as well, big Champions League games and league games, and I get like Ross's notion's fine, but it's a bit like not wanting to cross the road unless you're on unless the green man's on. You know what I mean?
Because this is my point about Matip. You play him when he's fit, because you don't know when he's not fit.
There's talk, isn't there, Jay? Like, Alisson should be back for Fulham.
That's Kelleher's understudy, isn't it, now?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So we've got real truth. But like, if Alisson's back, the point that Ross was making when we were chatting about it was like, what if he gets injured and you've got no choice but Adrian? But again, it all falls into, I don't think you can live.
No.
You can live that way. Kelleher's earned the right to be the second choice goalie. This is a situation
he's
where he would.
He's second D, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's earned the right to have his name spelled correctly on the back of his shirt. He earned that at half-time, I think, during the game. Yeah.
Oh, all right then, son, you've there done you well. Here's your real shirt.
Yeah. Some people get gold badges, some people get Champions of Europe. You can have an extra name.
Yeah, it's like getting like the captain's patch on your, on your jumper or whatever. It's an interesting point. Yeah. If we're throwing this game away, which, and I don't mean this is like in an offensive way to Adrian, if we're going to chuck a load of like a really horrible team out, like just full of like people who've not played together, who've got no fitness and no experience, then I can understand the point to chuck Adrian in, because you're right. Mm. Why bother throwing Quiven Kelleher to the Wolves?
Exactly.
But I imagine he'll just play this game.
I agree, mate. I think when a goalkeeper's playing really, really well, the last thing you want to do is take that goalkeeper out the side, no matter what ability you've got, if he's doing well for the team. Yeah. That's the way I look at it. Unless you're Alisson at the end of the day, you want to make you come straight back into the side. But you keep the lad in because he's been around the club for a couple of years now. You know, we've seen him on squad trips in pre-season. He's been on the pitch for European Cup finals. He's been involved. The lad has bided his time. And yes, given the circumstances at the moment, he's got in and he's done really, really well.
Yeah.
It is a shame with Adrian because of when we signed him and the sort of like a Cinderella story and the whole Rocky thing as well. It was great, and he was a big part of us winning the league.
The problem is that I think we knew by the end of last season that Adrian wasn't good enough to be.
Absolutely.
You know, and even a backup at that point, because he was good enough to be a backup if you were going to drop him in for one-off games here and there. But the problem is Alisson's, as we're seeing now, he's just a little bit injury prone, which is maybe a concern for another day. You don't want Adrian playing 5 games back-to-back for you, unfortunately. And this is the thing about it with Kelleher, Chris. This could be his last game now until January. You know, he gets the FA Cup and that could be one game and that could be him done for the rest of the season. Ideally, that's him done for the rest of the season. So, because it means Alisson's fit. So it's not going to do him any harm. Even if it is a shit game, you know what, if he's good enough to be a professional, he's going to have to deal with having hard games and games where he's up against it.
My big thing is, I think Adrian's done at Liverpool. I think he could still go and play for another Premier League side or, you know, a mid-table maybe Premier League side. The difficulty we've got is, again, kind of like Origi. I think Origi can go and be a Premier League striker somewhere. Mm-hmm. But in this Liverpool side, the way that we play, it doesn't suit Adrian's game. It doesn't suit Origi's game either. He was a stopgap, and we kind of luck with Kelleher in the form that he showed in only 2 games. Like, Kelleher's game suits Liverpool. It suits the back four in front of him. He's playing on the edge. He's making the right decisions. I said at the weekend, Paul, my favourite thing that Kelleher did was not get in the way of Joel Matip.
Yeah.
When he came flying out of the box, and then he went, no, trust in Matip. Matip plays the ball back. Danger over. How many times have you seen goalkeepers clear out defenders over the years and fuck those things up, and all of a sudden the striker's got the ball and no one there? You know. So that was my favourite thing that Kelleher did. Obviously, the shot stop is brilliant. The claiming of the ball and the tipping the ball around the post and all that, absolutely brilliant. But it suits his game, and he seems to be making the right decisions at the right time. And again, you know, if Alisson was to get an injury, Kelleher needs to be used to playing 3 games a week, which, again, that's not something that he will have done at 22 years old. Yeah. The under-23s don't play 3 games in 7 days.
He
plays
3 games in fucking
exactly. So he needs to get mentally and physically prepared for being able to do that as well.
I'm sure he'll be absolutely buzzing for it as well. Yeah. Right, I completely forgot to do it before. The trivia question before the break was the 2 players who's got a record 4 goals against Liverpool in the Champions League. As Chris pointed out, not in one game, in total Liverpool.
It's quite low, isn't it? Like,
Yeah, it's mad. Anyone want to stab?
I'm going to go Drogba as my first answer.
Nailed it.
Right.
Didier Drogba, 4 goals against Liverpool, and there's one more.
I don't think it's Lampard, but I know he's played the most against us.
Frank Lampard's got 3 against us.
Then I'm going to go fucking Benzema.
You've well looked this up.
Didn't. Left my phone here and went to the toilet.
Wow. Outstanding.
You can check the video back. My phone was there, I promise you.
Absolutely outstanding. Well,
he scored against us in the Champions League, didn't he?
Yeah.
Final. Defo scored in that 3-0 at Anfield.
Definitely, yeah.
I don't remember who scored in the 1-0. And he played in France, and we used to always play French teams, so I'm guessing there was maybe a goal there.
Might well be. But yeah, interesting. What's funny is that, you've got Ben Yedder is on 3 as well underneath. You know, it's the players that you come across.
Yeah.
Not many people have scored many goals. It's a wonderful, like for example, Lionel Messi scored 2 goals against us, same amount as Simão Sabrosa. It was another, is a champ man name and
that's
a half.
That's like a midfielder, right left.
Yeah. Oh, what a guy.
But then when he played at Anfield, we got knocked out, you're like, right, you're never going back in this.
Yeah, dead. That's it. Dead to me. Fantastic. If you got that, you're absolutely brilliant. Give yourself a massive pat on the back.
Probably shit and devs on me.
That is a shout and a half, that. We've talked about it. At the Costa Shimikas thing again, just to go back to him, Jay. He was blowing big time against Atalanta. He was absolutely done. But I feel a bit sorry for him because I I don't even think of him as a Liverpool player at this point. You know, we brought him in as the first summer signing. He's obviously brought in. He's got a thankless, a bit like the Taki Minamino stuff. You've got to get past the lad who's in the prime of his career, who's an absolute machine. And your task is to do that. He's got to get past the best left back in the world at this point. It will help if he's able to play 90 minutes without collapsing in on himself. So, for me, this one.
That's what's holding me back.
Yeah.
In moments and flashes.
Unfortunately, two days away from 38, if I feel like that might be a permanent thing.
That and the fact I can't get through more than 3 minutes on a football field.
For me, for this one, even though, you know, we've got options to rest and whatever, I would just go, mate, right, this is you. There's 90 minutes. Good luck.
Get there. I'm really excited to see him play. Really am, because we've not seen enough of him. Mm-hmm. And again, going back to the ability against the opposition, you'd think he'd be chomping at the bit going, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to have this today. This is me. And a bit like what Robbo did when, I think we all knew that Robbo was going to be the number one choice ahead of Moreno eventually. Mm-hmm. But it did take him a while to get into the squad, and it might be a case where we end up having, you know, two fantastic left backs, and again, it's not the drop off that we think, oh God, when Robbo's not playing, you know. So dead excited to see him playing. Fingers crossed.
It's a problem we can worry about that if and when it becomes a problem.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not like, let's say you go back a couple of years, right? And I know he wasn't really available at this point, but you've got Trent and you've got Nathaniel Clyne, two completely different right backs. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got two lads who clearly play the same way, and that's just as important as his ability level, almost, as we're finding out with the goalkeeper. We're having that conversation. Yeah. You know, as a shot stopper, Adrian's probably just as good as Kelleher, but he suits our style of play. He plays the same way that our normal keeper plays. That's what you kind of need when you become a great squad. They're not going to have the same ability level as your first choice, but as long as he play the same way and no one else has to change their game, that's almost just as good.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't really got a sense of him yet. You know, he looks like he's got a good engine. He looks like he's happy to get up and down. He's happy to throw crosses in. He seems quite resolute going the other way as well. Absolutely sound. It's just mad that we haven't really had too much of that. He's a rare example of us buying an understudy. Our understudies, and that's why it's such a fascinating case study, because you so far our understudies have been lads that have been superseded. We've bought better and we've pushed lads down the pecking order, and they've become the understudies along the way. So, like you mentioned, Moreno, you start off as bought in as Liverpool's first choice left back, and then ends up as our backup left back. Fine, and then you move on from there. What we've got two scenarios here where we're bringing kids up to do that job. There's clearly no one ready to make that step up from the academy. Adam Lewis not ready. Yasser Alucci, I don't think, wants to be a left back, and that's been some issues with him. So we brought this guy in. It's very interesting to see.
Let's not forget where we were when we were doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were almost for the first 8 years of us doing Red Men TV. You need to build your squad up. You need to buy it and then you improve. And your squad players become your first team players. And all of a sudden, you've got a side full of 8 world-class players, 9 world-class players, 10, I don't know is the answer.
Yeah.
But how do you improve on world-class?
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of these lads are the best in their position, so you've got no alternative. You're not going to go out and buy a world-class left-back if there is one better. You're not going to go out and buy a world-class right-back even if there is one better, because you've got one.
Yeah.
There's other areas in your team where you go and buy before you do that, so you've got to buy backups.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But Liverpool, it's funny, because we haven't done this under Klopp, is the point, is that this is what we always did under Rafa. We could afford a good 11, 12, 13, and then you'd have no choice but to buy some lads just to make the numbers up. And that's how you end up, that's how you pollute your squad, because you get into the whirlwind where you think these lads are good enough, and when your good lad moves on, they step up and you don't realise they're not good enough because
you've bought them for $2.5 million.
It's a death of 1,000 cuts. You're lowering the quality. This is what happened. I always use the example of this when Newcastle came up and had an absolutely flying season, and they had the likes of Denver Bar and Papa Cisse and Johan Cabaye, and that team is really good, but they couldn't afford to improve upon it. So then they just started buying dross in that came from underneath. And that's where Liverpool are in a mad situation now where, yeah, we've, and this is where the centre back issues come about as well, because you can't buy a fourth choice centre half who's good enough to be a fourth choice centre half for Liverpool, which is how we've ended up with the Fabinho situation. Because you're waiting and trusting that one of your young lads will step up just in time. Same with the goalkeeper thing. And that's why I think Keller has come in now. I think they've gone, is Kelleher good enough already? You know, we'll see. And, you know, maybe we'll know more by the end of this game. He looks it. But I think they've taken that more of a gamble than they would have liked, because 22 is probably still a bit young to be dropped into big games for it. But Adrian's disproved himself so much. So, yeah, I mean, it's fascinating in terms of Liverpool's transfer policy over the coming years. Nico Williams and Kurt Jones and Quaven Kelleher are the model. Kostas Tsimikas is not the model. He's what happens when the model fails.
Yes. Yeah, spot on.
And so it's going to be interesting to see whether we've bought someone who's good enough to come in and really challenge Robbo, or have we got a lad who, you know, at a much lower level, Ali Sissoko was this. We just needed a left back, so you've brought a senior age left back in. You know he's not going to play 50 games for you, but he performs the functions to a decent enough calibre. I'm sure people remember Ali Sissoko much differently to that, of course, but yeah, it is what it is.
It's the drop off as well, isn't it, because we all know that when Robbo doesn't play, we've had to plug a gap before. We lose a little bit of Mane in that respect, don't we, because them two work so well down that left hand side. That's no disrespect to Mane, come on, he's a fantastic player, he can still do it, but we do lose that little bit. The same way we've lost it a little bit with Trent on that right hand side when he doesn't play.
But you also get the Milner situation, where Milner comes in, and as much as he's been a fantastic deputy, he's a right footed midfielder playing left back. There's a balance there where are you better off having someone who just understands the position and doesn't damage the balance of your side.
I'm not very good at football. That's how I always got a game, because I was left-footed. Go on, we'll just shove Jay there. Go on, you can play left-back or left-wing.
Yeah, you mate. Three
left-footed players right now. Oh my God, it's like that brief spell in the mid-90s where you play three at the back.
Oh my God, yeah. With fucking Dix and Ruddock and Bab.
Dix, Sarkis and fucking Ruddock playing and Bab. All in contention.
Like an anomaly, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're just not allowed three left-footed people in the same room.
You're on the right hand side.
Oh my God, what the fuck's going on here?
It's 2020. It says everything.
Make do amend. Anyone else you think we absolutely need to get out there?
Keita.
Yeah.
Keita needs minutes. Again, you know, I said before, 5 subs, give him 45, give him 60 if you can, if he's feeling up to it. Absolutely get him involved. And then there's question marks for me about the centre-halves, big question marks about what centre-halves he's going to play. I mean, if you're worried about the midfield, you could move Fabinho forwards. I don't know what that really gives you, other than just one lad to fill one of those spots. Yeah. We know what Midtjylland and how Midtjylland are going to attack us. You know, they're going to be throwing balls into the box from throw-ins, crosses, all that type of stuff. Sounds like it's a Reece Williams game, maybe, where he can just come in and get your head on the ball a few times. Good little test for him, maybe, but a completely different test to if he was to step up in the Premier League. Does he learn enough from that? Don't know.
Matip's got to come out for this, surely. If we're looking to protect
him. It's like you said before.
I mean, counter to your point of just play him if he's available, Chris. Are you still prepared to stick on that hill?
No, because this game doesn't matter. That's the difference. Yeah. When we were talking the other time, I think it might have been the Atalanta game, and we needed to win to get through. So it's like, we'll get playing so that we can win. Didn't quite work out like that, but it is what it is. This game's a dead rubber, so it's completely different. So it's Reece Williams. I would play Jarosz, Nico, Reece, Kometio, Tsimikas, Keita, fucking Longstaff, Kane, Clarkson, whatever, some of them lads, Origi, Jota, and Minamino.
Yeah,
there you go, done.
To
death with your winning breeds, winning fucking shite.
Winning
breeds winning when games matter.
True. And that's the thing, isn't it? You know, the only counterpoint to this is that. It won't matter to Trent, and it won't matter to Naby and various other people, but it does matter. It does, you know, there's a degree to which some lads could probably do with just being part of the positive vibes of the whole squad and keeping the momentum going and stuff. And that's why I do think, I mean, Klopp always thinks he's put a squad out capable of winning it because he's got absolute faith in everyone that he's got available to him. So we could put a team of kids out and he could say, no, they're good enough. They've got the right mentality. But we should see how hard they're working in training. you know.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. He goes, this kid, wow. I have no idea what his name is, but wow, he's good. The last point on this, I guess, Jay, is that whether it's worth us dropping a Jay Kane or a Leighton Clarkson in, either off the bench or whatever, and one thing, we'll know where they're at. We'll know, I think, if they appear at all, we'll get a clearer idea of whether they're useful players to us or not, or whether they're just literally filling spaces on the bench because we haven't got enough space to put players on the bench. My gut feeling is it's the latter. I think it's too soon for them to be first team players for us, so I actually don't think we'll use them. They might get 10 minutes at the end or 15 minutes, but if one of them starts this game, hey, we actually might have another lad who's prepared and we might get use out of this season.
Of course. You know, Jack did some great videos on the academy, didn't he, where he profiled a lot of these youngsters, and, you know, this some of the names that are getting thrown around there, like the new Fowler or the new Owen, which, you know, I don't like stuff like that anyway, but that's what people were saying.
Because it's sacrilege to the people of our generation.
It's just cursing straight away, you know what I mean? So, but when you hear those things and you hear those reports that they are like this player that we've known and loved for years, that for me is like, oh, get in. Because we've been so good at producing young players. And for me, if he does start or he does get on, then that is a testament to the lad himself. Because they're not, like you said, not just going to throw them on just because we need to fill a gap.
Yeah.
They deserve to be there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is a good point. I just want to see if there's one last quote here. I think it's from Klopp. From a financial point of view, winning a game in the Champions League is a big one. But the bad news is we go there with all we have. We have all the respect for them since Sunday. I've thought a lot about them. We will be prepared. Get in, Yeggs. Imagine that.
Picking it up.
I go, oh, dead rubber, this. Chance to get our first win in the Champions League in Liverpool. Rock up with a full strength team. Right, for what it's worth.
You should really be thanking them by giving them the 3 points, thanking them for the draw last week.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
there you go, have your first win.
Yeah, go over there, buy a load of shirts, whatever it is. Just, you know, give them a little boost or whatever. I mean, that's so disrespectful. Isn't it? Actually, I don't even know. They're still top of the Danish. That's one thing. Actually, I'm going to find out if they're still top of the league, because they were top of the league when we recorded this show yesterday, but Bromby had a game in hand, and the answer to my question is yes, Bromby did not win their game in hand. They were now down in third. Midland are top of the Danish Super League going into this game. One to be aware of. Score prediction.
That's just made me more nervous.
Yeah. Absolutely shitting me pants. Chris, score prediction.
3-0 Liverpool.
Okay,
I'll go 4 4-0. Just get it out there.
1-0 to Liverpool.
You look at it anyway, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, literally anyway we want to. Like, yeah.
What did you say yesterday?
I've no idea.
Yeah, man was 2-0 yesterday.
I was 3-0 yesterday. That's why I picked 3-0 today. I just couldn't be asked changing my mind.
Right, Sanjay, thank you so much. Thank you very much for watching the show today. You guys are absolutely wonderful. We have got a fantastic competition. If you enjoy the free stuff, we put the free stuff out in podcast form and in video form on YouTube, Acast, Spotify, that kind of stuff. But it is supported. It's funded by the people who subscribe to the website, which is theredmentv.com. Right now, we've got a month worth of amazing prizes to give away, including a signed Jordan Henderson Champions Tee, a signed John Barnes print, and a whole host of other world-exclusive, unique prizes as well. Join us a club legend. Get access to our full Liverpool streaming service as well, which features documentaries and interviews from Liverpool legends, past and present. Loads of amazing content to get you through the festive period. We've got an upcoming 50 greatest moments of the Klopp era so far, which is going to be going out on Christmas, which is going to be an absolute belter. And there's the rise and fall of Brendan Rodgers' Liverpool documentary, which is very new to the service as well. So you get all of that stuff. And yeah, as a club legend subscriber, you get access to our Discord group. You get access to free items of merchandise, discounts, and all kinds of amazing stuff. Yes, and you're also entered into the draw for these brilliant prizes. So sign up as a club legend. Yes, that would be great. And also, of course, don't forget to check out eToro in the link in the description underneath. We'll be back with a commentary at some point before 5:55 on Wednesday. We hope to see you there. Ta-da.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.